It's just me. It's okay. It's okay, just breathe. It's okay, just breathe. Look at me. Look at me, right at me, that's it. It's okay, don't look anywhere else, just look at me. That's it, it's okay. It's okay, you were having a nightmare, I think. That's it, just breathe. Just breathe, we're here, we're in your room. This is your bed. We're in your home. I'm your maid. This is the real world. That's it. Yes, sir. I believe so. I do apologize for coming into your room without permission. I was just so worried, and I could hear you struggling. Can I get you anything? Of course, sir. I'll leave. I serve you, sir. I will stay as long as you'd like me to. Of course, sir. I would be happy to. You're very kind, sir. Thank you. Is this okay? If I'm sitting too close to you, please just tell me. Okay. He gave me quite a fright. Everything is just fine in the house. I was just finishing up my duties. It's almost 3 a.m., sir. Some things have been taking longer of late, but I don't mind. Truly, I'm happy to do it. If I may, you need not be concerned with when or how things are done. Just that they are done, yes? It's a pleasure. Are you okay, sir? I understand. I have my own nightmares often enough to know that look. That look, sir. The one that only a nightmare can bring. Nightmares are awful. They take us back to feeling our most vulnerable selves. It's okay, sir, truly. I hope you feel that you can be vulnerable with me. I shan't tell a soul, I promise. You could never burden me. Please, if it will help you to speak about it, please do. I can see why that would shake you up. It's not silly, not at all. No, the brain is a powerful thing, which is wonderful, but it can also work against us sometimes. Exactly. Oh, my nightmares don't seem to want to stay away, but when they do come, I have become very good at recognizing what is real and what isn't. And in fact, sitting by the window, breathing in some cold, fresh air, looking at the stars, is really quite grounding. Yes, sir. You're quite lucky. You have the skylight just above your bed. It must be wonderful to be able to sleep looking at the stars. I must confess, I have taken a peek once or twice whilst making your bed. No, sir, I couldn't. No, but this is your bed. I cannot lay in it. All right, as long as it can stay between us. Thank you, sir. Oh my goodness. Very comfortable. I can't believe how many stars you can see. Really? I think it's wonderful. It's amazing, isn't it? Humans throughout time, the amount of people that have looked at the stars while falling asleep, the same stars that we're seeing now. I do like the arts, poetry, writing, and such. In my downtime, I like to write. I write about lots of things. I write of concepts, feelings, muses. Oh, yes. I've had quite a few muses throughout my time. Forgive me, sir. I don't want you to think that my duty as your maid is not my first priority. Exactly. Ever since I was little, my mother said that she has drawers and drawers just full of writing and drawings. I used to love to draw. I once, I was perhaps 10, 11. I spent my entire summer in the garden behind my grandfather's cottage. Oh, I would walk through the woods and every species of plant or tree or flower, I would make a note of it. And I made my own little encyclopedia, if you will. You are too kind, sir. I don't think anyone would wish to publish this one. No, I'm afraid it's dressed in the trappings of a child's imagination. You see, I lived in Scotland for a little piece of my childhood, but that little piece has been so long-lasting on my conscience. You'd hear fairy tales, tales of creatures and places. And ghosts, royalty. Well, I would. could write them into my encyclopedia. Yes, like the will-o'-the-wisps. These small creatures, almost like little wisps of light, and they would guide you through the woods. Side of myself that I like to show very often. So, I am a humble maid. I live to serve you. I am so happy. I am bound by my duty to you. I would not have it any other way. I am hopeful that in my older age there will be plenty of time for frivolity and writing and such, but for now, this is my true purpose. I do believe that. I couldn't possibly. You are so kind. You really are too kind than I deserve. But with the change of seasons coming, there is so much to do around the house. So much to prepare and organize, and I am so incredibly grateful that you appointed me as head maid. I have never been so happy in a position, and the girls are all wonderful. But it just means that there are so many things that I need to do. I suppose if you were to command it, then it would be part of my duty. And what would you like me to write about? I don't need to write about that, sir. No, I can just show you. Well, the word inappropriate crosses my mind. However, I, a humble maid, am currently laying in her master's bed. As I said, I am more than happy to be here, just so long as this stays between us. I would hate to get a reputation of being the favorite. Sir, you cannot say that. You're so kind to me, which is why when I heard you earlier, I was just coming down the hallway, making sure all the candles had been blown out, and I must admit, I've heard you previously. Yes. It was not too bad. Please trust me. I feel I only knew because I was awake. That's the only reason why I heard, but I'm sorry that I didn't come to you those times. I understand. It's just, as I was saying, I heard you tonight and I felt the same pain from those screams. I know what it's like to be trapped in a dream, unable to wake up. Being swallowed by that darkness that keeps pulling you down and down, like you can't breathe, you can't see the way out. And my heart almost ripped in two hearing you. I couldn't let you struggle, and I do apologize again for just bursting in the way that I did. I'm happy that I could have helped you. Well, this brings me to what we were speaking about before. I'm happy to stay with you tonight and help you sleep, if you think it will help. It does not bother me one bit. I was heading to sleep myself, and when given the chance to, I can talk for hours. Oh yes, make no mistake, sir. I quite like to talk, especially when the listener is so sweet. May I say that? I would love to stay with you tonight. Yes. I know you have that big meeting tomorrow. Exactly. You really should rest. Am happy to. Please. I am your maid, sir, first and foremost. I always will be, as long as you'll have me. And if you would like me to help you sleep tonight, I'm afraid that some protocols and boundaries, they may be a little blurred tonight. Because, for example, if I was to lay and face you, and I was to put my hand on your shoulder and soothe you, you can see why this is not very typical of a maid and her master. With your permission. Thank you, sir. I'd like you to close your eyes. I'm gonna cuddle a little closer to you. Whenever I would have a nightmare, my mother would hold me close. Yes, just like this. It may feel unnatural at first. Such a big, strong man being held. Please just trust. Gonna feel so much better. Just feel my body embodying into you. Feel my hand just stroking across your shoulder. All you need to do is just take some deep breaths, and I'm gonna soothe you to sleep. And I'll tell you about my words, the one I wrote. I used to love walking. I'd walk for hours and hours and hours. I was a very lonely child.